Psalm 23:4 tells us, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." What do David's words point out to us? Well, they give us insight into the journey in this life, don't they? We're promised troubles, and even more so as Christians. For an example of that, you can read John 15:18-21. The psalmist's words were not merely stated in order for us to place on our walls as beautiful thoughts, although that is good, but instead that we might be built up in truth. They were written that we might be warned, prepared, inwardly peaceful, and have joy in all circumstances. As Proverbs 24:10 says, "For if you fail under pressure, your strength is small." Happiness is superficial, but joy is substantial. Happiness depends on favorable outcomes, while joy hangs on trustworthy promises. As believers living in a fallen world, we discover the Lord's rule of grace in our daily lives. There will be conflict. There will always be conflict, and Jesus wants us prepared. We fear no evil because God is walking with us. There are moments when we pray that Jesus would return for us quickly, but with what heart do we make this request? Many times, it is not to be with our Savior, but so that we might be at rest. And there's no fault in that desire necessarily, yet we must keep watch over that spirit. When Jesus prayed to the Father about the disciples, he said, "I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one." The disciples had a calling to share the gospel. Their time had not come for eternal rest. It was time for earthly labor. There is still work to be done for Christ today, and we are promised when we go out with weeping, we will return with joy. May we recall to mind today that God still walks with us in the darkest valleys.